Father God, in the name of Jesus. Roy and I thank you for today. We thank you, Father God, and lift up Brad to you. We thank you, Father God, that PLA Radio will be the best success that he has had. We thank and praise you, Father God, that people will call in, people will listen, and that, Father God, your will be done for that particular broadcast. We thank you, Father God, that you place in Brad's heart the wisdom that he needs to be successful, and that you order his steps, Father God, that he not miss it to the left or the right, but he'll go straight down the center of your will. I thank and praise you, Father God, that you said whatever we put our hands to do will prosper, and that includes growing cactuses. So allow Brad, Father God, to know exactly what to do in that realm and what not to do, and make that a success. Roy and I, Father God, give you all the glory, honor, and praise in advance. In Jesus' name, amen, and so be it. Glory to God. Amen.
Cactus.
PLA.
Cactus.
PLA Incorporated.
Cactus.
PLA Incorporated.
Cactus.
PLA Inc.
Cactus.
PLA Incorporated.
Hey, PLA people, this is RBCP. It's September 2008, and you're listening to PLA Radio Episode 20. A lot of thanks goes to Handler from the PLA forums, who managed to get a prayer line lady to do that awesome prayer for this episode, and a serial killer for emailing it to me. They're also kind of the inspiration for the theme of this show, which is prayer telephone lines, so if this episode sucks, you can blame them and not me. A few updates here. I gave out the wrong new VoiceBridge number in episode 19. The new bridge number is actually 218-339-8070, so everyone should give that a call in the evenings and talk to each other. Yesterday on the VoiceBridge, Side Pocket gave a really cool demonstration of blueboxing, and he actually blueboxed a call to the VoiceBridge. So if you were calling the bridge, you would hear cool stuff like that. So give it a call, 218-339-8070. If you were at DEF CON last month, you might have seen me giving away a lot of free PLA crap, including t-shirts, buttons, and stickers. This is another thing I probably should have announced on the previous PLA radio so I could meet up with a few of the listeners, but I kind of forgot to. I did get to meet a lot of people though, including Rigel5, Chris Tom, Generic Superhero, Yo Mama from the forums, El Jefe, Gray Frequency, and I think I met Boston Joe, but he wouldn't admit it, so I'm not too sure about that one. I also met a guy who told me he found PLA radio because of Trevlin's Black Hat Life song mentioning it, so that was kind of cool. I also met Skydog from Freaknik, and he actually laughed with me about mine and Murdoch's prank during Freaknik 2005, which was nice since I was expecting something more along the lines of a punch in the face from him, but instead we had pictures taken together. And I met Heavensent from iHacked.com, and a lot of other people in his skybox that I can't remember since they gave me a free beer pass. And speaking of HackerCon, some of the PLA forum members, including myself, are talking about getting together at the 2009 ShmooCon this coming February. This may or may not include Trevlin, Rogue Clown, Vixen, Godot, Rob T. Firefly, Handler, me, and probably others. I'm told tickets are hard to come by, so I guess it all depends on how well that works out once tickets go on sale. So if you're interested in attending with us, assuming any of us can even make it there, then there's a thread on the PLA forums, which I will link to in the show notes.
Number, please. I said, hey, operator, please give us a hand. You gotta help us out, cause we're the telephone band. Calling all people that are sitting at home. Put some rocking and rolling on the telephone. Yeah, yeah.
Please give us a chance. The people are waiting, so please dial us this dance. They wanna hear our music, yeah, they want us to sing. So operator, please make their telephone ring. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
After hearing Handler's touching prayer to PLA Radio, it reminded me of the time that my friends and I, the Spesses, decided to give back to the community by volunteering at a prayer line call center. As most of you know, we're deeply religious people, and helping out at a prayer line was the perfect opportunity to make up for some of the pain and grief we've caused people with our prank calls. And of course, we obtained the recordings of these calls so that we could prove to God that we're good and caring people if it should ever come up. So episode 20 is going to be a little bit different since I'll be covering more of the positive aspects of our work here at PLA Radio. So let's get started.
Prayer line, how can I pray with you?
Yes, good afternoon.
Hello.
My name is Robin, and I have 2 appointments, 1 Monday and 1 Tuesday, with my caseworker to get food stamps. She's very tough, and I ask the Lord to guide me so I can get food stamps because I'm financially in need.
Okay, and are you ready to pray then?
Yes, thank you.
Dear Lord, please help Savars at her appointment on Monday and Tuesday. She needs food stamps because she's too lazy to work and get a real job. Please help. Please help the TSA worker be blind to her laziness so that she may continue to mooch off the government feet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello?
Is that good?
What do you think? I work.
No, I just spoke with God, and he said, you're lying.
Pardon me?
Prayer line.
I'm praying that Doug, his name is Doug, will truly not make believe that you love me and ask me to marry him.
All right, you want to marry Doug? Do you have any cats?
No.
Oh, good. Okay, that helps. Dear Lord, let's get Doug to stop being lazy and go buy this lady a diamond ring, a big one that she can show off to the people at work that will be better than theirs.
I'm 72 years old. I don't work anymore.
Oh. To the people at church, how about that? You want to show it off to the people at church?
Yes.
Okay. Let's have her have the biggest diamond ring in church, and that Doug truly loves her, because he would spend his life savings on that ring.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear. God bless you.
God bless you.
Prayer line, how may we pray with you today?
Hi, I'd like to make a prayer request that I would be able to, I'm a single mom.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to get on my feet, I guess, for a financial blessing so that I can pay my bills.
And I'm sorry, what's your name, ma'am?
Christina.
Christina. Would you like to begin our prayer now?
Yeah.
Dear Jesus Christ, we pray in your name. We pray for Christina's well-being, both spiritually, mentally, and financially. May she win the lottery with the following numbers: 6, 32, 22, 11, and 5. May those numbers bring her blessing. May they bring a $67.9 million jackpot winning. And may she be blessed with a new H2 Hummer, a new 14,000 square foot home, a jacuzzi hot tub, lots of groceries, and lots of perfume and flowery stuff that ladies like. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
You too. Thank you.
As you heard, we were kind of off to a rough start using conventional methods of prayer, so we decided to try something different, which you'll hear in this next call.
Prayer line, how can I pray with you today?
Yeah, I'm calling asking for prayers. It's my job. I do housekeeping, and I'm doing the best I can. Every time, the supervisor is always complaining about my work, and I'm doing the best I can. The work is hard. We don't make that much money. First time, he said that he was going to transfer me to another building, and I told him I did not want to go to another building because I've been getting off at night, and I'm working further as it is now.
I see.
I'm asking for prayers that it won't be nothing, you know, harsh, that it would be peace and divine order Monday. His name is Mr. Cash.
Mr. Cash?
Yes. And my work is clean. I do my work every day,
mm-hmm.
And I'm asking for prayer that I would get that back.
Okay, well, let's begin.
Yes.
Let me shuffle the tarot cards. Okay, I'm pulling up the devil card, and the blue block card and the Chester, and this means that Mr. Cash is going to die in a fiery car wreck tonight on the freeway, which is awful, but good for you.
I mean, you said Mr. Cash?
Yeah, your supervisor, your boss at work?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to die in a fiery car crash right around 7:23 this evening.
This is what the card says?
Yeah, that's what the tarot cards said, and I just shuffled them. So you're good there. I mean, that's going to take a lot of stress away. At least the supervisor will be off your back.
Well, it sounds horrible. I mean, it sounds...
It's awful, but God works in mysterious ways. And, yeah, Mr. Cash has got it coming. If you do feel, you know, really bad about it, maybe you could call and warn him before 7:23 this evening. But otherwise, you know, he's going to be off your back, so you're all good there.
It sounds awful for something like that to happen to one.
Yeah, it's terrible, but, you know, people die in car crashes every day, and it looks like his time has come.
Well, I hope it's nothing that bad about me.
Because I
had asked prayer for me, too.
After a day of tarot card readings, our supervisor decided that it would probably be best if we just stuck to the more traditional methods of prayer. I'll play some more of those calls right after we listen to a few voicemails.
You have new messages.
Hey, yeah, I figured out with the answering machines, it will not work on U.S. Cellular or Sprint, but it should work on all the others that I went and tried, and it's quite interesting to hear what some people have to say. I'll talk to you later. Love the show. Bye.
Hi, Billy Mays here for PLA Radio. Are you tired of crappy radio shows? Well, Cactus.
Brad, help. I'm trapped in a van. It had some funny bell symbol on the side. And I'm all tied up. Help.
Man, PLA, you guys rock. I love that voice message. I'm here from Oregon. Right next to the Fred Meyer. You guys originally did the entire mass blow-up type explosion of phone thing. And just for you guys, about two cacti, they're in my window right now. They're so happy because PLA is playing 24/7. Keep up the awesome work. Later.
Hello, PLA. This is Dan from the UK. I spoke to you before, but I just called back to say, is it okay for me to play out your podcast on my radio station? So yeah, if I can play them, then yeah, say it on the next podcast. Okay, so it's 73's Cactus and out.
Hey Dan, it would be fine with me if you want to play anything that you find on the Phone Loser website. In fact, that goes for anyone listening. If you want to redistribute any of the content that you find on Phone Losers, then feel free. We appreciate the extra exposure.
Hey, this is Thor. Brad, you kick ass. PLA rules. Go RBCP. Cactus, cactus, cactus. Lindsay, I love you, baby. Come suck my dick.
Hey, Brad, this is Cooey. I love your podcast and one of my answering machines. I did the movie theater one to a local theater here. Man, it was awesome. It was up for almost 2 days. Fucking classic. All right, peace out.
Hey, Brad, it's Reed from New York. I mean, from Eastern PA. K-I-3-L. Cactus, cactus. Hope to catch you in the forums. Bye.
Hey there, RBCP. This is Tobias, and we miss you. Where's your PLA radio? I've enjoyed the pranks you've done, especially the one with the toaster. And luckily, I found out about it. I saw the next episode right before I went out and bought all the equipment. Very nicely done. Enjoy. Come back.
I like Arby. He's my friend. He lets me speak at his hope panels. I like PLA Radio. It's my most favorite podcast channel.
Brad, I went to your birthday party in New York, but you weren't there. I brought you a cake, I wore a party hat, and I don't know, everyone was waiting for you, but you didn't show up. So, I don't know. I guess you're just a big asshole. So, yeah, don't ever call me again.
Listen, Mr. Brad Carter, I think you and your entire PLA underground terrorist elite organization are plaguing our fine society, and you need to be wiped off the face of this planet. Actually, I'm just joking. This is Nooch, and I'm a big fan of yours, going back since to fucking BBSs and shit, and I've never had a fucking chance to call your voicemail here, but I'm doing it now. PLA kicks ass. Keep up the fucking good fight. Peace.
Yo, mad props, man, because I'm very, very upset that I didn't get to make it to The Last Hope or The Hope before that, but I saw your little video of the Rick Roll, and it was awesome, man.
This is the last message.
Brad Carter prank called me on my meat phone just a few days ago. Little did he know, Lucky 225 set up a CPN trap. Now he's mine. I'm gonna drop your dumps and make you cry like EDX and Z09. Yeah, you prank called me just one too many times. You spoofed your number, set the number to the cops, and called my mother. Said I hacked the feds and now I'm in jail. Said you were sending me off to Canada, where milk now comes in a bag. I'm gonna make life hell for you, like those people in the fast food drive. I called your domain host and said that you were a ghost. They shut the phone loser forum down. Lord Nod and Tachyon and now Talvin Murdoch have nowhere to go. In this new town, I'm gonna wear my PLA shirt when I come. One too many times. Say cactus and cactus, and cactus and cactus, and cactus and cactus, and fuck this and fuck that, and cactus and cactus, cacti and cactus, cactus, cactus.
That's another hit song by Treblin. If you don't get the dozen or so references to the PLA forums in it, then you definitely need to spend more time on our forums at phonelosers.org/forums. I'm going to play just a couple more of our prayer line calls before I wrap up this episode, so here they are.
How may we pray with you?
I just want to pray for healing.
For whom?
For healing.
For healing.
Yeah, I want to pray for healing, and I want to pray for strength.
For strength.
Yeah, and guidance.
And guidance.
To be able to have enough strength for my enemies. I want to pray for them to be better people. And I want to pray for positive outcome, legal matters.
For your enemies and positive outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let us begin our prayer. Dear Lord, we pray in your name. We pray for this lady's strength. She seeks strength in her daily life. She seeks guidance in her daily life, and she prays for her enemies. May her enemies be smite down with thunderbolts and reduced to ashes. May their ashes fall into the ocean and be eaten by ravenous sharks.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I thought you wanted to pray for your enemies.
Yeah. That's not biblical, though. That's not what the Bible says.
Well, it depends upon which testament. Are you referencing the Old Testament or the New Testament?
The New Testament.
The New Testament, okay. Well, may your enemies have flower blossoms dropped upon them. May butterflies and unicorns prance around them in a field of in a meadow field with with waterfalls.
No, that's not what I prayed for.
You don't want your enemies to be smiting, and you don't want them to be...
No, well, I do. I want them to be smiting, but
May Jesus Christ come down. May he be resurrected. May he pierce your enemies through their heart with his mighty spear. Amen. Fairline, how may we pray with you today?
I would like prayer for me and my family because there's too much confusion. They're fighting and carrying on. And they're supposed to be going over to my son's house. I would still like prayer for God to just intercede between my children because there's too much confusion going on.
Does this involve drugs of any sort? Alcohol?
Well, they on drugs, all of them.
All of them?
Well, I have four kids, God bless me, but out of my four kids, three of my children is on drugs. Those, and my grandson and his mother was fussing and all that. That's why I was...
That's horrible. You should take your family and move somewhere safe, like Kansas.
Well, honey, I would do that if I had money to move. I live in the project, and I can barely afford to live where I live at. I don't mean to sound funny, but that's the truth,
horrible. Oh, that's horrible. Well, would you like to begin our prayer today, ma'am?
Yes.
Dear Lord, dear Jesus Christ, we pray in your name for this lady's family. May her family come together. May they stop the prostitution and the drugs. May they win the lottery. May they have a $67 million payout with the magic lucky numbers 6, 13, 42, and 7. May those numbers grant her eternal peace and let her move to the great sunflower state of Kansas. In your name we pray, dear Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
Oh, Jesus. You said 613?
Oh, I wasn't serious about those lottery numbers. The lottery's a scam. Yeah, I wouldn't play the lottery. I would invest in stocks and bonds.
In stocks and bonds?
Or a nice CD.
Oh, okay, darling. But anyway, thank you for the magnificent prayer and God to go for.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And I hope you have a very, very positive and lovely
day. I would like to encourage you to get in your car and drive out to Kansas, and the Lord will show you the way from there forth.
Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
Amen, Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's about all I have of our days of employment at the prayer line, where we helped hundreds of people until our services were quite suddenly no longer required. I hope this episode inspires some of you listeners to go out and volunteer your time for something positive in your community. Something where you can help lots of people, just like we did with our prayer line. Before I go, I just want to remind you to visit phonelosers.org, where you'll find out about the new Phone Losers Wiki at phonelosers.wetpaint.com, the new vinyl PLA stickers that you can buy, and you'll see a link where you can nominate PLA Radio for a podcast award. Don't forget to leave a message for the PLA at 505-796-4020 or send an email to radio@phonelosers.org. Thanks for listening and keep us in your prayers.
Oh, sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way. For the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter in, lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Yes, God will fuck you up. If you dare to disobey his stern command, he'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot, but she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up. He really fucked him up. When the people went and turned their backs on him, he can fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
No shit, he'll fuck you up. Just like he fucked the people up back then. I used to have a friend named Ray who walked that evil way. He cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fence. You know Ray was full aware that some sheep were over there, and he knew them in the biblical.
fucked him up. He went and fucked Ray up. Went and paid him back for all his wicked sins. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
Fucked that boy completely up. Now he's married to a Presbyterian.
Amen. We pray in your name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Good Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let me hear it from you, son. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Say it louder, son. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Say it louder. Louder. I can't hear you.
Praise the Lord.
Jesus Christ. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dear Lord, let's have Jeff's hearing go really well and have the United States government stop dicking him around. We don't appreciate the Bush administration messing with Jeff's hearing. Please, Lord, hear our prayer. In your name, amen.
You need to kick that man in the balls and walk away and say God bless. Dear Lord, please let Matthew find peace. A peace amongst the wolves, because he is clearly one of them. He is one of Satan's children. He is not well. He needs a Satan exorcised from his demon hole. Amen.
Dear Lord, let's have this lady's ultrasound test come out positive, in a positive light. And let's have all the doctors and radiologists be nice and not condescending, as they usually are when you go into the hospital. Because they have more education than you, and they use big words that you can't understand. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And I thank you so very much.
100% satisfaction guarantee.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
thank
the
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, amen.
Jesus, thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
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 All right, bye.